This episode of Trenton Waves is brought to you by
Pro Tapes and Specialties is the world leader in tape manufacturing and specialty conversion. With over 40 years of experience, in addition to our pro brand of high-quality specialty adhesive tapes, we provide contract converting services that help improve your profitability, streamline your supply chain, and reduce inventory cost. We offer the most complete range of converting capabilities in the industry, such as cloth tape, double-coated tape, specialty tape, paper tape, masking tape, vinyl tape, carton sealing tape, adhesive transfer tape, duct tape, foam tape, electrical tape, filament tape, foil tape, reflective tape. And the tape just keeps on rolling. Visit us online today at www.protapes.com or call us at 800-345-0234. Pro Tapes, it's just how we roll.
Hey, what's going on, world? What's going on, world? This is Yada from Yada Debates Podcast, and you're listening to Trenton Waves on the New Pod City Podcast Network.
Are you ready?
It's the official, unofficial podcast of the city of Trenton, New Jersey. Yeah. With your host, Frank Ferocious Sasso.
Trenton still makes and the world still takes.
And Christina Firestarter Sasso.
Trenton is Mayberry with attitude.
Hang tight, because we're going to meet the lifeblood behind the culture, food, arts, music, pork roll, punk rock, hair, books, education, talent, events, of Trenton, New Jersey. Here's Frank and Christina.
Yay. You know what I'm grateful for?
What?
That you're here.
Oh.
Because the last episode.
Yes.
With Phil Stacks. Oh my gosh. I can't.
He's got a lot of energy.
Of control. He's the Kevin Hart of Trenton.
One too many cups of coffee.
You think? Yeah, that guy, his breakfast was a cup of coffee and then a cigarette. And then at noon, he has two pizzas and Pepsi. I'm like, dude, you can't keep running like that. Something's going to go wrong.
Aww.
Oh, I don't know. I got to talk to that guy off the air. I have a big problem with him. Big problem. Anyway.
Yeah, right.
How you feeling?
Great.
Did you miss me last week?
Did you miss me?
Yeah, we missed you a lot. And it showed in the quality of the episode. You got two idiots in here talking about,
two guys out of control.
Breakfast habits. Anyway.
I'm excited for today, though. Because guest that we have waiting in the wings.
I know. It's been a while. First, she cancels on us.
Well, no. She had a little emergency. Students come first. Mm. And
No speaking. We'll let you know.
And then summer happened, and then the fall.
What do you mean summer happened?
Anyway, last year, and then this whole thing happened.
Oh, this stupid thing with COVID.
Right. So then now we're back.
We're back with a vengeance, baby. We are back. Trenton Waves.
This is going to be a better interview than it would have been.
Absolutely.
Right.
I'm very, very excited.
So who is it?
Well, I'm going to say it right now.
Okay.
This lady. First of all, you would never know it looking at her. But
you're not going to say her age.
Let me get through it. The intro. She comes in wearing a very, very light, feathery kind of gown, sleeveless. And she's totally tatted up.
Beautiful.
Full sleeves.
Mm-hmm.
I kid you not.
Mm-hmm,
and part of her foot. And her whole back.
Looks beautiful.
The whole thing.
Yes.
She's like a walking botanical garden.
Yes.
She really is.
Yes. Figuratively and literally.
Oh.
Ah. Mm-hmm.
I'll let that sink in.
Okay, so the plot thickens.
You hear that podcast? Yeah.
Who is it?
It's not Poison Ivy from Batman.
No. It's not her. No.
Because she doesn't exist.
Right.
Have you ever heard of a little thing called Sprouts University?
I have.
You have?
Yes.
I'm asking podcast.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Podcast, have you ever heard of something called Sprouts U? You haven't? Well, what's wrong with you?
Well, you will now.
Where have you been? You know what the problem is? It's all this quarantining. They're forgetting things. Sprouts U, founder, director, encourager, teacher. We are proud to announce who we have here today with us. Miss Danielle Miller-Winrow. Yes, she's with us today, finally.
Yes.
That's right.
Thank you, everyone. Now, thank you, guys.
Say, now you can talk.
Oh, I work with kids.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Then you'll feel right at home today.
I think we met at Pork Roll Festival. I know the kids were performing, and I was like blown away by their performance. And then we met, and we started talking, and I was like, "Oh my God, I want you to tell everybody about this wonderful Sprouts University."
The amazing James Peoples, who's on the New Pod City Network, introduced us.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So you know James?
Yeah. I know him through Artworks.
before we get into Sprouts and everything, let me ask you the first question that I ask all of our guests. What on your journey of life has brought you to Trenton?
Well, to be honest, my family's from Trenton.
Mm-hmm.
And as I was growing up, my mother moved out into Lawrence Township. And so we were there for 20 plus years. But, you know, most of my family's here in Trenton. So I was here a lot. How I ended up with the school being in Trenton was my husband's parents were here. We moved to Maryland. And we were still every weekend coming back up to check on our family. And so we decided to come back up so that he could keep a closer eye on his parents.
Mm-hmm.
And so we wound up here in the city of Trenton.
Mm-hmm.
I never thought that I would actually have a school. And I didn't know where, if I did open up a school or if I thought about having one. It didn't speak Trenton. Trenton is, it's a small, quaint place with lots of possibilities.
Right.
I think that there's a blanket over mostly everything here in Trenton, and you won't know what it is until you take the blanket off.
I agree.
I love having my school in Trenton and educating mostly Trenton students. They come from different wards in the mm-hmm. city of Trenton,
mm-hmm.
and they all bring something different.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't move my location
mm-hmm.
if another location was offered to me. I would really have a base here in the city of Trenton.
Mm-hmm.
I love that, you know, it's full of art, and it's so full of artists and different people that some are afraid to show, I guess, take their cape off or take their masks off,
mm-hmm.
afraid to, I guess, they conform to their environment mm-hmm. as opposed to just saying, look, this is who I am,
mm-hmm.
this is what I want to do, and it doesn't matter what anyone thinks.
Right.
Thinks, and that's how I am. Mm-hmm. I don't care what other people think.
Mm-hmm.
I used to, but I wasn't happy when I did, and
right.
so I decided to take all of me and put it towards something that I really loved.
Mm-hmm.
I went to school for dental hygiene.
Nope. Okay.
And how I got to education.
That's so funny.
How I got okay. to education. I became a homemaker. My husband was a nuclear engineer by trade. So when we did move to Maryland, he worked in a nuclear plant. And I was bored.
Mm-hmm.
Out right. of my mind.
Really?
Because I was so used to being the other person that helped in the household.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, you don't have to work, you know, take care of the kids.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thinking, what am I going to do now?
Mm-hmm.
So after a while, you know, when the kids went to school, I was like, what am I going to do? So I was introduced to childcare by a neighbor. I was like, I can't, no. I have two kids. I'm good. I don't need anyone else's children. I don't need it. And she had me substitute for her. She was having a procedure. And I was like, this is it? Oh, I can do this. So I got licensed and opened up my own childcare center within the house. And then I moved back to Trenton. And that's when parents were like, Miss Danielle, when they graduated, we're going to kindergarten. If you had a kindergarten, I would keep my kids here. Okay, open mm-hmm. up kindergarten. Miss Danielle, if there was a first grade, you know they would stay. Okay, first grade. Miss Danielle said, you know what? Let me find a way so that I can extend the grade levels and I can keep my kids.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's amazing watching them grow from a seed mm-hmm. and sprout. I mean, really, it's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Just with seeing the kids after this quarantine,
mm-hmm.
they've grown so much.
I'm a little confused.
What?
What do you mean if you had a first grade? If you had a... How do you have
he
your own school?
He doesn't understand how
because
how
well,
it works.
In New Jersey, it's a little easier to start your own homeschooling school.
Okay, I get homeschooling.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But you're telling me you teach on all those different levels of grades?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. And I'm under the arts umbrella. So there is a math teacher at Sprout. There's a science teacher at Sprout. So we have core curriculum.
Really?
Yes.
I wouldn't even know where to start. I couldn't even wrap my head
okay.
around this.
Let's back up so
this
that
really
people
head.
Who are just listening
yeah.
will understand. What is Sprouts?
Right.
Tell us, you know.
Sprout is considered a non-public school within the city of Trenton.
Okay.
Non-public, which means you're private.
Okay.
And you get registered through the Board of Education.
Mm-hmm.
It's not as easy as it sounds, but you could just go in and register your school and say, hey, I have this homeschooling school that kids come into a building and they learn from the grade levels of preschool to eighth grade.
Wow.
So you go all the way to the eighth grade.
Actually, I've opened, last year I opened a hybrid high school.
I know some people who homeschool their kids. And then what they would do is they would go to what they call a co-op.
Exactly.
So it's kind of like that?
Yes.
Okay. So anyway, back to what I was saying. So that's where the name Sprout comes from. Obviously, you said the little seeds and da-da-da. It's a perfect name.
It
really
is.
It really is.
My husband and I, it took us how many weeks to come up with a name.
So you started this kind of in Maryland, and then you brought it to Trenton.
Yes, but okay. When I came to Trenton, I came to Trenton as a child care provider.
Okay.
And even then, I looked online to find different curriculum for students and, like, the babies, pretty much Montessori. It's Montessori-based.
Okay, yeah. Uh-huh.
And then I found curriculum for the kids when they were in preschool. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I just didn't think anything of it. I just said, okay, well, I'm a daycare provider, and I'd like to have a small curriculum, and I want to prepare the kids for kindergarten because they're going to actually leave and go to kindergarten. So it just came to me. And so then I did a graduation once they graduated. So we had cap and gowns, and I'll never forget because it wasn't really heard of back then. And so therefore there was a place called Rhyme University. And Rhyme University actually supplied the smaller cap and gowns and diplomas. And so I decided to go through them. And I went through them for years. And I chose different colors. The girls had on pink one year and the boys had on green. And they're actually my alumni. One of the parents just sent me a picture. She's going to the ninth grade. She's in Trenton Public Schools. But she sent me a picture of her in the pink gown, a cap and gown, just to see these kids. Like, I saw a couple of my students that are actually graduating this year and going to college.
Oh my God.
And so it just gave me this.
It's got the chills.
It just gave me a lump in my throat because one particular little boy, he was delayed. He had to get the tubes in his ears, so he had a speech impediment.
Right.
And he was very busy because he had to let the energy out because you really couldn't understand when he spoke. So he just acted out when he wanted or needed something. And I found a way to communicate with him. It was amazing. He liked to build, so there were plenty of building blocks so he could go and focus his energy that way. There were Legos. So it was like I taught him through building. Like, you had to count 10 blocks, you know, just to make a wall.
Right.
You know, different things like that. His homework consisted of drawing, like, blocks to make, like, a house.
Right,
or,
sure.
You know, just to, and she told me, I talked to her on the phone, and she told me, she says, it was his foundation, Danielle. It was you who showed me that he can go on, and he is going to be successful. Right. And he is going to be successful. He's accepted to, like, 5 colleges. He has his own business. He's self, you know, like a little entrepreneur.
Wow.
Right, right.
But that's just in his surroundings from the very beginning.
Sure.
That's why I always say begin at the beginning.
Yeah. Huh. It's so cool because, like, you can meet the kids where they're at. And it doesn't mean that they're, like, for lack of a better word, dumb, like, or delayed or whatever the terms are that now they use in education. It just means they don't learn the way, like, traditional learning is.
Exactly.
It doesn't work for everybody.
No, it
to sit and watch somebody draw on the blackboard. It doesn't work.
Right.
But unfortunately, because there's so many kids and so little passionate teachers, you don't have that ability to investigate and figure out what each child needs.
Right. Parents, so I just think parents need to develop a partnership with their students, with their educators. And if they develop a partnership and even a relationship, you know, that's like when a kid sees that, you know, is your mother's best friend and you become, it becomes family and you watch the relationship that your mother has with this lady. Eventually you start calling her Aunt Sarah, you know, and it's really not family, but they see that there's a relationship and that there's a respect between the two of you. That that respect just carries on. So I think if parents were to have a relationship or really a partnership with their students' educators, and you have to put aside all the different attributes that you don't care about this person, and but you have to really, like, look inside of the person and know that this person wants the best for your kid.
Right.
You know, I call Sprout. Those kids there are my kids. You know, when their parents drop them off, it's like, all right, guys, see you later. They become one of my own. And when kids come in, the newer kids come in, I say, I don't give up on kids. So you can do whatever you think you need to do. I'm not calling your mother 1 million times. I'm not doing that. We're going to figure out exactly what it is that you need.
Wow. If I was a parent, how can my child benefit?
Your child is actually going to get all the course, but we're going to creatively reach them in social studies. It's a lot of project-based curriculum because kids are more hands-on. There's a lot of painting and drawing.
There in social studies?
Yeah, social studies.
Cool. Really?
So, in every subject. So what have you, if you like athletics, and you want to draw the inside of, let's say, the gym or the arena. Mm-hmm. And so you say that because something else is going on at the same time at the game, there's a percentage of people that are going to be in the audience. Mm-hmm. The other percentage would be over in, let's say, at the other juncture. So what's the percentage of people that you're missing because of the other place that's overcrowded?
Right.
So if you draw it, you have to figure it out. Mm-hmm. You have to do the math. You're going to want to do the math because you want your picture to come out perfectly if you're an artist.
Right.
You want it to come out. So you don't want anyone questioning your art.
She's good. Yeah. I know. Well, how many years has Sprouts been now operating?
We opened there on that location. I guess I became a private school in 2016. Non-public school. Yeah, 2016.
Wow. I'm like, this girl's been doing this for a while.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. It started in 1998. I started as a daycare provider.
Right.
So I've been building it up since 2016. Yes.
We were exposed to Sprouts as a performance group because we saw them perform.
Right.
And I was just so impressed by these kids, different sizes, different ages. You know, I've been to a lot of recitals. I used to be a dance teacher. No matter what the kid is doing, it's great.
Right.
But these kids were really great and like just selling it. And I'm like, who are these people?
Because they come from a happy environment.
Yes.
Where everything and anything is possible.
Mm.
And so it's like magic.
That is a tremendous gift.
It's kids that come in with their heads down and, you know, really rarely speaking. But I can't take all the credit because it's the students that have been there since they were infants or came in maybe when I opened up, and now they're there and they started in second grade and now they're in the sixth grade. They've been there, they've been in the environment, and they help those that come in. But in Sprout, there are traditional teaching from different teachers, but you have to learn from not just the person that is creative. You have to learn from people that are just like strictly take your books out. You know, and this is where we're going to start. I guess different teaching experiences, and that'll help you become well-rounded as well. I think I took a mixture of teachers and I put it into one bowl and I stirred it.
Okay, and that's how you got you.
And that's how I got me. Mm-hmm. Because I thought about all the things that were troubling to me when I was younger. I did go to Catholic school and I had a couple of the nuns that really didn't care for me, and I don't know why. But then I had this one nun, I loved her. Sister Philomena from Villa Victoria. And I was caught chewing gum.
Oh, boy.
And so I used to ride the bus home. And this one, I think her name was Sister Mary Quigley. She caught me with the gum and she told me that I had to ride with the gum on my nose until I got off the bus. And the bus driver would tell her if I took it off.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to Sister Philomena, who told me that she would talk to Sister Mary Quigley and to take the gum off my nose because I needed to have another chance. It wasn't that bad for me to be embarrassed, for you to embarrass me.
Right.
And I loved her for that. Mm-hmm. I mean, she just talked to me and made me feel like, you know, even though you shouldn't have done that, the results doesn't have to be to embarrass you.
Right.
And so that's what I do. That's one of the things I do with the students.
With the kids.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah. I take them and I, you know, if I realize that, you know, this teacher tells me, oh, he's just having such a bad day, and we go in and we talk, and then sometimes I take them into my classroom with the work from the other classroom until they can just like calm down. We don't know what environment, and sometimes it's not the environment, they're just people. So we wake up some days and we just can't get it together.
Right.
So we have to realize that they're little people, and some days you just can't get it. It's like, you know, your whole day is just like, you can't even put your finger on it to why you cannot get yourself together.
Right.
So if there is someone that says, okay, Danielle, I understand, this is what we're going to do. We're just going to take a portion of this today, and it may be a little challenging tomorrow because you have to make it up, but I'd rather have you figure out what's going on with you than to have you in a classroom. You don't know what's wrong with you, and you're being disruptive. So why don't we just take some of that off of you? And if I'm the voice of reason and you need to see me throughout the day, then you follow. You just come to my classes. Yeah.
I remember a nun, Sister Shira. My mother used to work all the time, so she would drop me off at this daycare, I guess it was. And there were other kids. I'd never liked taking naps.
Right.
I never liked it as a kid. I wasn't tired, and I was only child, so I had a big imagination. So she would put me down to bed with all the kids and nap time, and I would get all the kids awake, and we'd be singing, and she'd be like, okay. Instead of like hitting me or reprimanding me, she said, Christina, you come with me into the kitchen and we're gonna bake.
Exactly.
It was an easy solution. Let me remove you from the situation.
Because she found a solution, and it it made everything okay. She mm-hmm. took you out of the environment that right. My son never napped.
Mm-hmm.
And so he was considered ADHD. But the other kids were learning in a circle, sitting down. He was running around the circle. It became a problem mm-hmm. for the teacher. But he could tell you exactly. He could sing the songs. Mm-hmm. He could play the game. It wasn't his thing to sit down in a circle, crisscross applesauce.
Mm-hmm.
And so leave him. The other kids aren't getting up, running around. Because you never found a way. I mean, yeah. I would have gotten everybody to get up and run around.
Right.
And we
right.
would have played duck, duck, goose.
That's what I thought. But yeah, you need to find those creative solutions. What's the beauty of Sprouts is you have the freedom to be able to do that.
Exactly.
Where in a more regimented environment, it's the teachers under those constraints and they just have to get the job done.
And some parents like that brick and mortar type learning for their kids because that's the way they learn. But if you don't have that type of kid, you're pushing them into an environment that they're not going to be happy in. And a lot of times when you're not happy, you don't really grasp everything that you're being taught. I think in an environment that you're happy, you learn more. And basically, we have our days in Sprout. Of course, everything's not perfect. And it is challenging when there's kids that it takes time to find out where their strengths and their weaknesses are. And it doesn't automatically mean, like a lot of teachers think that the environment that they come from at home, it's something within. It's something in them sometimes that they can't express. So a paintbrush, a crayon, a dance, giving them the subject that they're strong in, more so teaching in that regimen. If they're a writer, they're writing poetry with their feel, you know, they're writing it down. There's journals, and some people don't want to take journals, so they write songs. Everybody gets a chance to act out, but not in a negative way.
Right, it's controlled, but a controlled way.
Exactly.
Right.
That's what I tell everyone. I said, Sprout is controlled, but it's not controlled the way, like it's not Matilda. You know, it's not like the Matilda.
Control, but the freedom. The
right. What I would like to do is, honestly, this is my dream.
Okay.
First of all, I really marveled Sprout after Fame.
Love that movie.
And my favorite part of the movie is when they're dancing in the streets.
Yes.
And then in the lunchroom. Where you had all types of instruments. You had all types of kids down there. That's what I want. And I would like to have sort of kind of like a campus like the College of New Jersey, but everything would be just a little miniature. Like the Barnes and Nobles would have books from preschool to 12th grade. And I would like to have a campus where the kids can stay on campus. I'd like to have everything that is needed to be successful in life at the very beginning. Job offerings very early.
Yeah.
Even a third grader can come in and sweep a floor. You know, some kids like to really clean. I have kids that wanted to clean the bathrooms at the school and had their parents go out and buy the cleaning materials. You know what I mean? One particular little girl, her mother has OCD and she does too. So it's constant. You know, I really want to just give these kids endless opportunities and start young, not later on in life. I think the foundation at the very beginning is important because we remember those teachers that were nice to us. We remember those teachers that were mean to us. We remember how we felt when those teachers were nice to us and when those teachers were mean to us. That feeling, it never leaves you.
Right. Yeah, how it made you feel.
Yes.
You were embarrassed.
Yes. And it really hurt. And,
yeah.
You know, that's what, when I look at the kids at Sprout, I'm stern, but I'm not hurtful.
Right.
And I'll let you know. We can talk and have a great conversation, but you want the other side. You don't want Miss Danielle. You want her twin.
The matter, antimatter.
Yes, exactly.
There you go. The
exactly.
Bizarro D.
Exactly. And that's the other thing. You can't let other people tell you about your kids. I knew my son. Like when the teacher told me that he was unorganized, I knew it.
You knew that already.
And I knew that he wasn't aggressive. So if you told me that he was aggressive, I didn't believe it.
Okay.
You know what I mean? There are things that you know about your students. You know, that's why I tell the parents when they come in, I said, you get to know your kids because even if they're not here at Sprout or if one of my teachers or even myself, we're telling you that your kid is doing something, you know your kid. So no one can tell you anything different. I'm working with Mercer County Vocational School this year, and this is my first year working with them. And what I did was I inquired about my kids taking vocational training because that's another thing I would see myself doing in the future, giving vocational training.
Vocational training.
I love that.
Outside of like core curriculum and arts, because you have to meet everybody. Everybody needs to be taken. Everybody has to be fed. You know how they say, we feed all the children. No, you don't. It's just there's so many, and they have so many different vices that they go to. Mm-hmm. I just want to make sure that mine are well fed with mm-hmm. things that they think they're not interested in mm-hmm. and things that they are interested in. Mm-hmm. So you go on the other side of the spectrum. You know, you like theater. Okay, so now we're going to do automotive collision. Okay?
Okay.
You want to be a dancer, but now you're going for horticulture and landscaping mm-hmm. or something like that. Mm-hmm. It's something way, it's a trade. Mm-hmm. So you learn right. it because eventually, if you go to college, having a trade will enable you to get a job, a mm-hmm. part-time job. But you just don't ever know what you like until you try it.
Absolutely.
There are a lot of kids that have sold jewelry at the school.
Okay.
They go home, and two of my girls, they just revamped their wardrobe. They said, Miss Dion, you got to see our shirts and our pants. So what we did was we took our shirts and we remade them. And so now our pants are now shorts, and they have these designs, and, you know, you should see our shirts. And I'm like, you know what? You should sell those. Mm-hmm. I never thought about being an entrepreneur until my husband said, why don't you do it? Why don't you have your own stuff? Why are you working for someone else?
Right.
My grandfather, the same way. One of my mother's sisters, we call her Aunt Helen, but it's Lois. She's an excellent seamstress. He would take her to work every day, and he was like, he would ask her, Lois, I'm bringing you to this man's office every day. She's a paralegal secretary. I'm bringing you here every day. Why don't you have your own business? Why aren't you opening up your own shop? Why aren't you, you know, making your own clothes and selling your own things? Mm-hmm. Well, it took some time, but she actually did eventually open up her own shop.
Good.
You know, my grandfather truly believed in entrepreneurship. He mm-hmm. really yeah. did. He wanted everybody, says you all have, they had 13 kids. So there was 9 girls and 4 boys.
Whoa.
And I think you guys know my mother's sister, Sarah Dash.
Yes.
Yes.
So mm-hmm. she was another person that when I was opening up as a daycare provider, I would call her, say, I can't do this. I can't do this. It's too much. I'm not really meeting my part of bringing money in the house where my husband didn't care. But I felt that, you know, I should be making a certain amount for what I was doing. Mm-hmm. And that was listening to other people. Mm-hmm. Because you can't put a price tag on something that you love.
Right. She's getting passionate. You can tell.
I can tell.
My hands are moving.
I'm booming.
Sorry. I'm sorry.
No, it's all right.
I mean, you know, yeah. you want to make money. But, I mean, certain things, just the money doesn't come right away.
Right, right.
And
yeah.
so you have to stay faithful to your gift. That's what I was
yeah,
told.
Yeah, absolutely. Right. Now, you're listening to Trenton Waves. Trenton Waves is a podcast on a company my wife and I own called New Pod City. New Pod City is a podcast company, the only full-service podcast company in New Jersey. So I'm going to go on record right now and offer Sprouts, you, any of your students want to pursue something in podcasting, they can come here for an internship. I'll show them the ropes of everything involved. No monetary trade here. We want to make that available to you guys. Because we're award-winning podcasters.
We're on the same
we know what we're doing.
Wavelength. Mm-hmm. Because I was going to say, I was going to bring it up. Within the city of Trenton, if, you know, these small businesses, if there is a way for you to offer internships to Sprout.
Yeah, a lot of these guys don't get it.
Right.
Well, that's okay. A lot do. So that's
great. A lot do.
And so these, like even, you know, these artists that, you know, are just like, you know, needing a place to go or you have a passion that you would like to share.
Absolutely.
Sprout's door is open. You know, we have an open door for experience and opportunity. When you come in, you share your gift. It's an experience for these kids that need more. Mm-hmm. I always think they need more.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And it just opens the door for, I guess, opportunity. Let's just say, okay, when I was in middle school, I did an internship at a podcasting place. And today, I'm a TV host or something like
there
that.
There you
or,
go. Right, that's right. it.
You know, where I own my own company.
Yeah.
You know, broadcasting is what I'd like to do. And it's, you know, and then some don't know that they're going to love it. I'm not a millionaire, but I would like to be comfortable. But I'm building my empire.
Right.
I have patience. It was one point where, you know, I wanted everything now. And my husband would say, Danielle, day by day.
Right.
It's not going to come like that. You've got to work for it. And I'm telling you, everything that Sprout is, and I'm proud to say that, you know, I work hard. I don't expect anything in return. You know, the things that I do it from my heart. And I'm proud to say that. Like, it comes from my heart. It's not something that someone says, oh, well, you better do it because if you want, you know, more enrollment, you know, you better do this or do that. I don't know what the other schools are doing out there. I don't stick my nose into the. It doesn't matter to me.
Right.
I'm doing what I need to do within Sprout.
Right.
I tell you, just like seeing the gardens that are created, and you know how I feel about gardens because I have a greenhouse.
It's all over you.
Yeah, so Sprout is like a greenhouse for me.
Yeah.
That's my greenhouse. The things that grow within, they actually pour out.
Right.
Because what you learn within, you take it out.
Because how many seeds in an apple? How many apples in a seed? Right?
Exactly.
I wanted to ask you, what's the age group that you start? What's the youngest that you...
Well, before the pandemic, it was infancy. I started at the very beginning.
Okay, so you took little babies.
I took my
and
babies.
And took care of them.
Aww. That's where I started.
Aww.
And so my oldest student, I've had her since she was 3 weeks old.
Whoa.
3 weeks?
She was a preemie. You got to see her now. There's nothing preemie about her. But just to watch her grow.
Wow.
She did, her mother did pull her for a couple, well, maybe for 2 or 3 years and put her in the Trenton school system. And it wasn't what she needed.
Right.
And so when I opened up the elementary, she brought her back to me. So she's been in my hybrid high school, which now everything, basically, all the schools are going to be hybrid now because you're going to have face-to-face and you're going to have remote learning. Mm-hmm. And that's basically what the schools have become during this quarantine pandemic.
So it's infancy to what?
To 12th grade.
To 12th grade. Wow. So whatever, however old you are in 12th
infancy.
Grade.
Infancy.
I want an adult school.
Oh, I would love
because,
to do that too.
Listen to me. When I moved to Trenton, I'm like, oh, I want to take some dance classes.
Right.
I have to go to Philadelphia.
And you know what? Actually, our choreographer, Nathaniel Turner, he choreographs, and also Hydea Graves, she actually does the choreography for us.
Mm-hmm.
And Nate came in, he was like a tornado. They all like to dance, but they needed construction. They needed to be rebuilt.
Mm-hmm.
And he did that for them.
Mm-hmm.
And so now, like when they go out and they audition and they have to learn choreography, just like that.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
What I would like for Sprout to have is a studio where they learn ballet, tap, and jazz, the basics.
Because
I went to Irene Parker for 13 years.
Oh, I've seen that sign somewhere.
On South Broad Street.
Yes, it's like someone's house.
Yes,
it?
And it was in the basement.
Okay, I went to Miss Ricky.
they were the best times of my life. We did our recitals at the War Memorial Building.
Oh, wow.
And we used to run down the aisles and then go on stage and do this thing. We used to sing the Candyman. And I knew it. And now when I hear it, it takes me right back. So many memories.
Wow.
Like taking pictures. My dad would have a photographer out there take pictures of us every year and stuff like that.
Oh, and your costumes.
Okay. Yeah, and our costumes. And every year it would be more costumes. My dad was like, unless she's going to be a professional dancer, I'm not buying any costumes. And my mom says, oh, yes, you are.
Of course.
Believe me, I know. It was like, how much for costumes?
Right.
How many do I have?
My brain never stops. It never stops. And even when I try to shut it off, it won't.
But is the next step the vocational school? Is that like what you're thinking that would be the...
Well, first of all, the next step is actually acquiring a campus. There's a place that I would love to have here in the city of Trenton, but it's already an existing school, but I could just see myself in the building.
Where is it?
It's Junior 3. It sits right there on the corner of West State Street. Right on West State Street. They changed it into so many different things.
Wait, West
State? West State Street? It's on the corner of West State Street. And then if that's when you're going towards 29.
Oh, that big school that looks like a high school.
I don't know if anyone's in there, but that is the ideal place for me.
It needs help. It needs some love, that building. It needs life.
Because I can see myself offering vocational training. And then I'm going to close my eyes and tell you what I saw when I watched Fame. I saw those kids come in and they had costumes on and instruments. Mm-hmm. And there were ones with books. And just having a wing for everyone, like in different places.
Right.
And then even if you weren't interested in it, you have to go over there because you know you have to learn.
Right.
I don't want a schedule where if you're into the arts, that's all you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
So you save up everything for those classes.
Right.
No, we're
right.
going to mix it up so you don't save your energy for the end of the day when you have the arts.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know that you have math and then you have visual arts.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have language arts. And then you may have, let's say, cosmetology.
Mm-hmm.
You know, something like that where your classes are constantly intermingled.
Mm-hmm.
So you have your strengths all day.
Mm-hmm.
You know you need your science because if you're going into cosmetology, you have to mix all those different chemicals together.
Right, right.
The do's and the don'ts. So you know you need your science.
Right.
So different things like that, you know.
Let me ask you a question, Danielle. Would you like to stick around for a little something we call plugs?
Yes.
Tracking Waves Plugs.
Hey, Podcastia, let's see what this guest has to plug.
Do you like that? Do you like that segment? You like that guy?
Pits.
Pits?
Because I said bottles pit.
Okay, let me, TrentonWaves.com, visit us online,
plugs.
And like us on Facebook, like us several hundred thousand times. I'm not sure if you can do that, but you can try. We're on Twitter, Instagram, all that stuff at Trenton Waves, and that's about It with Trenton Waves. Yeah, Trenton Waves, TrentonWaves.com. Making waves all the time. Danielle, where can people find you? Where can people see you? Where can people hear you? Where can people go online to see all things Sprouts?
You can find me or find Sprout U School of the Arts, 27 East Paul Avenue, Trenton, New Jersey. And if you're using GPS, 08638. You can go on our website, which is Sprout U School of the Arts. You can go on our Facebook page, which is Sprout U School of the Arts. Our Instagram is Sprout U Soda, and our Twitter is Sprout U Soda. You're not going to go very far to find us. This year coming up, we're going to be called Sprout U School of the Arts, the Streaming Institute. We have a new program coming in, let's see, August. It's called Black Girls Dive. It's a foundation. Well, they go into schools, and what they do is they teach minority girls mostly, but they're going to do boys, how to scuba dive.
Ooh!
And so we're becoming a streaming institute because we're going to use this across the board. I'm actually looking at a flyer that was given to me. It's scuba diving, scientific diving, robotics, oceanography, underwater photography, and marine conservation.
Wow.
So that's all the things that these students will get once the program starts. And the president is Dr. Nevada Winrow. She's my husband's second cousin. And she started this in Owings Mill, Maryland. And they wanted to actually bring the program to other places. Mm. And she's from Trenton.
Oh.
And so she thought, Trenton and Sprout U.
Mm-hmm.
And so right now the basement is going to become a science lab downstairs.
Okay. Nice.
So that's one thing that we'll be offering this year along with curriculum, which is excellent. So these are different things that Sprout does offer. Besides, our focus is the arts, but we're also really going to become that streaming institute. And the ING is for innovating gals and gents.
Oh, I love that. Now, I want to get this in. I'm sorry. I know I've seen a lot of videos of you guys and photos of you guys because I follow you on Facebook, traveling to the city, going to the Apollo Theater. You did performances at the McCarter Theater, I know.
Yeah.
So you're still doing all that this upcoming year?
Well, I was just talking to one of my friends, Diane Wargo. She's the director of one of the productions at the Kelsey Theater. Her and I, we're theater sisters, so we talk a lot. And I was thinking, being that the theaters were going to be closed, that because it's not like a money, like we're not going to make $1 million off of our performances, but I thought maybe that we could actually provide performances in a smaller venue,
mm-hmm.
but the venue would be smaller in people, and the space would be, I would need a space, and we would be able to offer like a show.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it could run for 4 days and mm-hmm. at a small number of people, because it's so upsetting that, you know, the curtains won't go up.
Yes.
And I want them to turn the lights on immediately.
But I do too.
Broadway, they're closed through till 2021.
Really?
Yeah, I saw it. I read it online.
Oh my goodness. All those people out of work.
I can't. And that's what I said, you know, I hope that doesn't discourage those that, you know, their professions are in the arts.
Mm-hmm.
Because now these people actually are looking for work. Mm-hmm. But there it goes. There's a trade. There's something else that you can do.
Right.
You've got to have a plan. That's why we learn the alphabet.
Mm-hmm.
Plan B, C, D, E.
Right.
So you have to have a backup.
Yes.
If you are a business owner and you would like to provide the service of educating and giving experience to some children, kids, young adults who are interested in maybe photography, plumbing, auto mechanics, electricity,
construction,
food prep, the hospitality industry, anything.
Right. Don't worry about podcasting. We got podcasting.
Anything, really. Get in touch with Danielle. She is open to these ideas.
Yes. Or leave us a message at TrentonWaves.com. Click on contact. Mm-hmm. Leave us a message. We'll make sure Danielle gets it.
Or get in touch with Sprouts directly. Okay. So my last question. If you can imagine your dream Trenton, what would it look like?
If I could imagine my dream Trenton, I think it would look like when you go into Philadelphia,
mm-hmm.
where there's murals everywhere. And it basically, it just gives so much character to a city to me. When you go in and you see all those different colors and, you know, sometimes there's words and, you know, you absorb it as you're riding by. I just think, you know, we needed to, I'm not saying make all of the city colorful, but wake it up.
Mm.
Just wake it up.
Mm-hmm. I always say that too. I see walls and I go, that would be a great spot for a mural.
Oh my God. If I could, That's why I said you would definitely know that Sprout was an art school if I could do something on that brick.
Mm.
Right?
Yeah.
You know?
Well, even just today, I say it every time I come here, I look at this wall and I'm like, that could be a great mural.
Exactly.
Right? Anyway, so that was my last question.
And with that, that has been yet another episode of Trenton Waves. Sasso's out.
You've been listening to the Trenton Waves podcast. Visit us online at TrentonWaves.com.